Herbert's Ferry, they call it now.
Used to charge a halfpenny.
They'll have put their prices up. Can you take us across, please, boatman?
I can, sir.
Let me give you a hand, Kenneth.
I'm not as agile as I once was.
It comes to us all.
Some quicker than others. Right. Time to get things in order.
Better let this narrow boat pass. You're not from round here.
We're returning to the scene of the crime.
You make it sound quite sinister, Anthony.
Prosecution always was my forte. Mr. Graham was at school here 60 years ago.
St. Edward's, while you were at Eton.
The years did not coincide.
1868 to 75 in my case, my education having been curtailed rather abruptly. I believe it was a Mr. Bricknell working the ferry then.
Oh, aye. Mr. Bricknell, all right. Been Herbert's these 35 years.
Nothing wrong with your memory, Kenneth.
Just a shame the body can't keep up with it.
Thank you, Alfred. Lovely morning.
Aye, sir, it is.
Does it still freeze over in winter?
You just going to stand there or give us a hand?
I can help for a bit.
Come on, Barnaby, we've got work to do. He'll be a nuisance.
Give the lad a chance. Besides, we need all the help we can get. What's your name, boy?
Graham, sir. Kenneth.
Well, is it Kenneth or is it Graham?
Go up front with the horse, boy. He needs some encouragement.
Are you clearing a path, sir?
What do we look like? No one else will get through otherwise.
String and our boat's backed up behind.
Yes, sir.
Sir, is it? No need for that here. You from the school?
Yes, sir. Come on, boy.
That's it. He's got a job on today getting through this lot.
You'll be bunking off then.
Yes, sir.
Skate on it and all they do.
You were miles away. We're on our way to the trap grounds.
Oh, aye.
Mr. Graham is an author. Wrote an important book. You might know it.
Shush, Anthony.
Can't read, sir.
No, but you may have had it read to you as a child. The Wind in the Willows.
Can't say as I've heard of it.
Well, you're not quite as famous as you thought, Kenneth.
Nothing compared to your output.
I had a better start than you.
The Bank of England gave me a good living.
My father was a fool to force you out of school. You had all the ability.
Well, Uncle wasn't going to finance an orphan through university, as he never tired of telling me. Perhaps you've heard of my cousin Mr. Hope's great work, The Prisoner of Zendar.
Can't say as I have.
We're equal, then.
You'll never be that.
All water under the bridge.
Here we are, gentlemen.
Thank you, boatman.
Thank you, sir. That's most generous of you. Will you be wanting to return?
No, I think we'll go back via the lift bridge.
By the old alma mater?
That's the one. So this is where it all began.
Here. And Cookham Dean. That it should still be here at all, after all this time, is quite remarkable.
Is it? As you remember it?
I'd slip out over the back. The others were heading into town, to St. Giles's Fair and the like. I'd come out here.
It's certainly peaceful.
broken only by blessed steam engines.
You've never been one for progress.
The railways were always bad news for me.
Along with the motor car, and no doubt now the aviators. Shall we sit down here for a moment? How's Elspeth?
Oh, she's much the same.
Still unwell?
Never really recovered from the accident.
He was Mr. Toad, wasn't he? Alistair.
Mouse. We called him Mouse. But he was a bit of all of them. I never thought, at the time, that they'd ever come to anything.
But isn't it a bit dull at times?
The mole ventured to ask.
Just you and the canal, and no one else to pass a word with? No one else to...
Well, I mustn't be hard on you, said the rat. You're new to it, and of course you don't know. The bank is so crowded nowadays that many people are moving away altogether. No, no, it isn't what it used to be at all. Otters, kingfishers, dabchicks, moorhens, and all of them about all day long, and always wanting you to do something, as if a fellow had no business of his own to attend to.
I do so like Ratty.
You should settle down now, Mouse, and go to sleep.
Please, Father, just a few more minutes.
Elspeth and I, we deluded ourselves, making him out to be something he wasn't. I suppose it's not so unusual with an only child.
He went to Oxford. He must have been proud.
Well, I couldn't, could I? So Alistair had to.
You would have gone. I'm sure of it.
If Mother hadn't died and Father drank himself into an early grave. Alistair was a sickly child, you must remember that. He had my weak chest and poor eyesight to boot.
You gave him every opportunity.
Much good it did him. He only lasted a term at Rugby. We should never have sent him. And Eton was no better. A breakdown, that's what they called it.
Sensitive. Like his father. You never said at the time...
Not something you brag about.
But I'm your cousin, the best man at your wedding. You could have told me.
You don't talk about such things. Anyway, we'd lost touch.
Yes. I'm sorry about that. My fault. It was awkward. Elspeth, and then the accident.
Busy lives.
Jericho's a rum old place. Never know who you might bump into in a dark night. Certainly not the most salubrious part of the city for a public schoolboy to be frequenting. And this is just scrubland. Whatever did you do here?
I looked and I listened. Yes. Toads, moles, water rats, rare moths and the occasional badger. I observed them all here. But that was only the half of it. Foxes, rabbits, reed warblers, frogs, newts, mayflies, and in summer the air hummed with butterflies, bees and birds of every kind, nightingales, linnets, woodpeckers, turtle doves, song thrush.
Is that a lizard?
Keep still. I don't think he's seen us.
Gone. I have to say, I find it hard to picture you appraising someone for a loan.
It wasn't my choice. I was considered very fortunate.
You're happy where you are now, Kenneth?
Pangbourne? Yeah, suits us well enough. It's a little like Granny's at Cookham Dean. You used to visit with your father.
down to the river with Kenneth, Father?
You have your best clothes on. Your mother would never forgive me.
I'll give Nan Anthony, Uncle.
I know you, young Kenneth. You can't keep out of the water.
Please, Father.
It was, in many ways, quite idyllic.
Plenty of fresh air.
And water, as I recall. The wind in the reeds.
Messing about in boats.
Anthony, do you ever regret giving up the bar?
I thought I was exchanging one brilliant career for another.
We have that in common, at least. One great book apiece.
And a lot more besides.
That may be true of you, of course.
It's not a competition.
Isn't it? When I go, Anthony...
No need for that now.
No. When I go, you will promise me you'll put me with him?
Alistair?
Up at Hollywell?
In Oxford. Well, yes, of course. If that's what you want. Only, I don't think we need to be talking about this now.
I just wanted to know. To be sure.
Of course. Whatever you want.
It wasn't an accident.
Pardon?
Alistair. It wasn't an accident.
But the coroner said that it
Whatever the coroner said publicly was out of consideration for me. Us. He took his own life. Over there. On the track at Port Meadow.
You can't be sure of that.
His head and his feet were severed. I pushed him too hard.
You mustn't blame yourself. The boy wasn't strong. You said as much.
To lie down on the line and wait for the train.
It doesn't bear thinking about.
Elspeth and I...
If I'm honest, I have to say she's never been an easy woman.
Never really.
I'll make sure of it, Kenneth. When the time comes.
Listen. First one I've heard all year. Spring is definitely here.
We should be getting back.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Students. Ah, well, back to school.
They'll be waiting for you.
And impressed by the company I keep. An assembled throng of boys on the brink of manhood, the world at their feet.
You've prepared what you're going to say.
I made some notes.
Uplifting, I hope.
Oh, yes. These may be the best years of their lives, or just the start of a thrilling journey. Even in these times, it's important to give them hope.
And dreams. Tell them to hold on to their dreams.
I'll be sure to do that.
Kenneth's cousin kept his promise. Kenneth was buried in Hollywell Cemetery in Oxford, in the same grave as his beloved son, Alistair. The inscription on the headstone, composed by Anthony Hope, reads, "To the beautiful memory of Kenneth Graham, husband of Elspeth and father of Alistair, who passed the river on the 6th of July, 1932, leaving childhood and literature through him the more blessed for all time."
And nothing in life shall sever the chain that is round us now, and nothing in life shall sever the chain that is round us now.